Is the end of the world coming soon? Will Russia's military aggression in Ukraine lead to World War III? Will China's powerful increase in military strength set the stage for Armageddon? My friends, Bible prophecy reveals the future of the world. You can know the answers to these questions if you understand Bible prophecy. On today's program, we'll be offering you an inspiring study guide, Understanding Bible Prophecy. It's free of charge and there are no obligations. Be sure to write down the contact information to order your free copy. Bible Prophecy's many amazing messages from God's prophets can be challenging even to Bible scholars. What is symbolized by the grand image described by the prophet Daniel? What meaning can we learn from the beasts and the harlot of Revelation and other mysterious symbols? Proven principles of Bible prophecy will open your understanding to the ultimate future of the world, of humanity, and of the glorious kingdom to come. Between 25 and 30% of your Bible is prophecy. If you understand Bible prophecy, you can find hope for the future and for your own life. You need to know the keys to understanding Bible prophecy. Stay tuned. Bible prophecy reveals the future of the world and, frankly, the future of the universe. Your Bible has proven the power of prophecy. I hope you've seen our telecast, Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled. From Nebuchadnezzar's dream of a statue in the Old Testament book of Daniel to John's New Testament visions of the book of Revelation, your Bible reveals major end-time events with mysterious prophetic symbols such as the beast of Revelation 13 with seven heads and ten horns rising up out of the sea, and the harlot woman of Revelation 17 sitting on a scarlet beast with seven heads and ten horns. How can you understand the meaning of these symbols? On today's program, we'll discuss seven keys to understanding Bible prophecy, and we'll be offering you an inspiring free study guide, Understanding Bible Prophecy. This free booklet will give you greater understanding of Bible prophecy than you've ever had before. Be sure to write down the contact information to order your free copy. My friends, these seven keys to understanding prophecy will help you understand the most amazing future and events that relatively few people on earth even come close to understanding. Key number one to understanding Bible prophecy is learn God's prophetic framework. Some have wrong ideas about prophecy because they wrongly believe that Jesus Christ will return after the prophesied millennium. But your Bible shows clearly that Christ will return to set up a literal kingdom here on earth for a literal period of 1,000 years. The book of Revelation describes a period of 3.5 years leading up to the return of Christ. The fifth seal of Revelation, described in chapter 6, covers the period of about 2.5 years of the great tribulation Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24. The sixth seal is the heavenly signs which puts the whole world on notice, announcing the final one-year day of the Lord. Let's read about that sixth seal in Revelation 6, verse 12. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up. Listen to this. And every mountain and island was moved out of its place. The whole world will be shocked and terrorized. The world will then realize that the time of God's judgment has come as Jesus returns to establish God's kingdom here on earth. A new world order ruled by the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. Yes, the Bible gives us an overall framework for prophecy. Be sure to read chapter 3 of our study guide, Understanding Bible Prophecy. Its title is The Gospel Prophetic. Key number one to understanding Bible prophecy is learn God's prophetic framework. Key number two to understanding Bible prophecy is the Bible interprets its own symbols. The book of Revelation contains symbolic language which confuses many casual readers. If you have your Bible, turn to Jeremiah 51, verse 24 for one example. Your Bible probably has a heading to chapter 51 such as God's judgment or vengeance upon Babylon. God is declaring his punishment on the great empire of Babylon. Jeremiah 51:24, "And I will repay Babylon and all the inhabitants of Chaldea for all the evil they have done in Zion in your sight, says the Lord. Behold, I am against you, O destroying mountain, who destroys all the earth, says the Lord. And I will stretch out my hand against you, roll you down from the rocks, and make you a burnt mountain." Yes, God will judge rebellious nations, symbolized here as mountains. What mountain or kingdom will rule the whole earth? As so many prophecies explain, that kingdom will be the kingdom of God, ruled by the King of Kings, the Savior, Jesus Christ. Bible students are familiar with the prophecy in Isaiah, the second chapter, Isaiah 2 and verse 2. "Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Many people shall come and say, 'Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths.' For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." A mountain in Bible prophecy can symbolize a kingdom, empire, or nation. Here we see the good news of God's kingdom, which will establish world peace. We've explored an example of prophetic symbolism. A mountain can be symbolic of a kingdom or a government. So key number two to understanding Bible prophecy is the Bible interprets its own symbols. The third key to understanding Bible prophecy is the proof of fulfilled prophecy. Fulfilled prophecy gives us confidence in the fulfillment of future prophecies. We'll discuss this important key in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our free informative booklet, Understanding Bible Prophecy. What does Bible prophecy predict for the future of our great nations? What is the sequence of major prophetic events? This free study guide features a chart depicting the end-time prophetic milestones. Most theologians and preachers are way off base in their prophetic framework because they lack that knowledge. Our free booklet, Understanding Bible Prophecy, gives you that vital information. This booklet will give you the historic and biblical proof of dramatic prophecies. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, Understanding Bible Prophecy. Just ask for the booklet on prophecy. You can also order this free booklet on our website at twtv.org/understand, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/understand. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 10 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/understand.
In the first part of our program, we briefly discussed the first two of seven keys to understanding Bible prophecy. Key number one, learn God's prophetic framework. Key number two, the Bible interprets its own symbols. Key number three to understanding Bible prophecy is the proof of fulfilled prophecy. Dozens of Old Testament prophecies were fulfilled in the New Testament in the person of Jesus Christ. Another example of fulfilled prophecy, and there are many, is the dream God gave ancient King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. Turn to the book of Daniel chapter 2. Here the prophet Daniel tells the king his dream. Nebuchadnezzar's famous image reveals four world-ruling empires. King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that troubled him. Daniel was called before the king and proceeded to describe the great image in the king's dream. Daniel 2, verse 31. You, O king, were watching, and behold a great image. This great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome. This image's head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You watched while a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. Daniel told King Nebuchadnezzar that he was the head of gold represented in this image. Daniel said in verse 38, "You are this head of gold." History confirms Daniel's prophecy of the subsequent empires symbolized by the statue. What world-ruling empires followed after Nebuchadnezzar? The head of gold represented the Babylonian Empire from 625 to 539 BC. It was replaced by the Medo-Persian Empire from 558 to 330 BC, represented by the chest and arms of silver. The belly and thighs of bronze represented the Greco-Macedonian Empire of Alexander the Great from 333 to 31 BC. The two legs of iron represent the Roman Empire from 31 BC to 476 AD. And finally, the 10 toes on 2 feet of iron mixed with ceramic clay represent a future revival of the Roman Empire. The prophecies of Daniel are genuine. The predictions of these four empires did come to pass. Key number 3 to understanding Bible prophecy was the proof of fulfilled prophecy. Key number 4 to understanding Bible prophecy is understand prophetic time gaps. Let's look at Luke 4 and verse 16. Jesus was visiting his hometown of Nazareth and was invited to read from the scriptures on the Sabbath. He was given the scroll of Isaiah, Luke 4, verse 16. So he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, Luke 4, verse 17. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Now notice this. Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Yes, the Messiah had come to preach the gospel to the poor, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus told them that this very prophecy of Isaiah was now being fulfilled through him. But was that all of the prophecy? Turn back to the prophecy Jesus read. Notice the two mission statements here in Isaiah 61, verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Jesus closed the book he was reading right in the middle of a verse. He omitted the second part of the verse referring to the day of vengeance. Why? Because the remainder of Isaiah's prophecy applies to Jesus' second coming, when the day of the Lord, the day of God's vengeance and wrath, takes place. There's a time gap of about 2,000 years between the fulfillment of the first part of the verse and the second part of the verse. Key number 4 to understanding Bible prophecy is understand prophetic time gaps. Key number 5 to understanding Bible prophecy is recognize prophetic duality. Turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45, for example. And so it is written, "The first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit." Who was the last Adam? Verse 47 gives us the answer. The first man was of the earth made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Yes, the second Adam was Jesus Christ. Jesus' Olivet prophecy in Matthew 24 is also an example of duality. Some of the terrible conditions Jesus described did take place when Jerusalem was destroyed. But that was just a type or forerunner of the final climactic fulfillment. Jesus warned us in Matthew 24 and verse 21, "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Yes, prophecy is dual, and we ought to learn the lessons of history. The destruction of Jerusalem by the Roman armies in 70 AD was just a type of the great tribulation that lies just ahead. Key number 5 to understanding Bible prophecy is recognize prophetic duality. We'll discuss key number 6 in the next part of our program. Our free booklet, Understanding Bible Prophecy, will give you a thorough explanation of the prophetic events that lie ahead. What signs should you be watching for? What prophetic trends are now very active and obvious? You can begin to understand much more about these end-time prophecies when you apply the keys to understanding Bible prophecy. Our free booklet, Understanding Bible Prophecy, will give you knowledge of prophesied events that relatively few professing Christians understand. The time is growing short. Be sure to request your free copy.
This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. Call now or go to twtv.org/understand.
The simple knowledge of the origin of nations in the Bible gives us a clearer understanding of Bible prophecy. We call the next key the master key to understanding prophecy. Key number 6 to understanding Bible prophecy is know the biblical origins of nations. My friends, can you find the United States, Canada, Great Britain, and the other English-speaking nations in Bible prophecy? If you can, you will understand major parts of vital prophecies that very few today can even begin to understand. The Bible mentions by name such nations as Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia. And it may surprise you that Assyria will eventually be one of the prominent nations in tomorrow's world, along with Egypt and Israel. You can read about that in Isaiah 19, verse 23. Also read the 10th and 11th chapters of Isaiah. But who is modern Assyria? In our Tomorrow's World magazine, we previously published a full article on this subject entitled, A Fourth Reich? Here is what Dr. Douglas Winnale wrote in the article, quote, "While most historians are reluctant or fail to make any connection between the disappearance of the Assyrians and the appearance of the Germanic tribes, the fact remains that no other nation's history and national character resembles Germany more than does that of Assyria." Key number 6 to understanding Bible prophecy is know the biblical origins of nations. So can you find the United States in end-time prophecy? It's there if you know where to look. To learn more about the identity of the United States and Britain in your Bible, please view our inspiring program, Jeremiah's Message for the British and American Peoples. Just type that title in the search bar on Tomorrow's World website to view the program. Key number 6 to understanding Bible prophecy is know the biblical origins of nations. Key number 7 to understanding Bible prophecy is understand the purposes for Bible prophecy. My friends, Bible prophecy can sustain hope and inspire confidence, but also warns people and nations to repent. John the Baptist was baptizing massive crowds of people who were moved by his preaching. The gospel writer Matthew describes what happened. Matthew 3, verse 1. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Later, Jesus Christ preached the same message. You can read that in Mark 1, verses 14 and 15. But what was the response to John's preaching? Verse 5. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. In the book of Revelation, Christ promises protection for those who repent and are faithful. In the letter to the church at Philadelphia, the Apostle John records this message. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 10, "Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth." The hour of trial is that unique period of time in all history called the Great Tribulation and leading into the Day of the Lord. God will protect His faithful people in the trying years ahead. In verse 11, Christ gives us this instruction, "Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Bible prophecy warns people to repent and avoid the great punishments to come. Another purpose of prophecy is to give opportunity to those in future captivity to repent and to come under God's deliverance, as God promises in Deuteronomy 4, verses 27 through 31. My friends, are you preparing for the second coming of Christ? Understanding Bible prophecy and facing reality will help you prepare. On the day of Pentecost in 31 AD, the Apostle Peter exhorted the thousands of his audience to repent and be baptized. You can read that in Acts 2, verse 38. Peter motivated the crowd to change their lives. He said in Acts 2, verse 40, "Be saved from this perverse generation." Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. My friends, if you have studied biblical baptism, and if you have come to the place in your life where you have repented and have accepted Christ's sacrifice and his authority over your life, we invite you to counsel with one of our ministers. We have representatives of many regions around the world. Just call the number on your screen or write to one of our regional offices. Key number 7 to understanding Bible prophecy is understand the purposes for Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy also demonstrates the awesome sovereignty of God, as it tells us in Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10. And in the conclusion of our program, we'll discuss the most amazing event in human history that is just on the horizon of our future. But first, I'd like to offer you this amazing free booklet that reveals major prophetic trends and events in the future. It's titled, Understanding Bible Prophecy. My friends, you can know the future of America, Britain, and Western civilization. Bible prophecy reveals what historians, world leaders, and political analysts do not know, but you can understand. You need to watch for the dramatic earth-shaking events that will engulf the whole world. This free booklet will give you the sequence of prophetic events. You need the vital keys to understanding Bible prophecy. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, Understanding Bible Prophecy. There's no cost or obligation. Just ask for the booklet on prophecy. You can also order this booklet on our website at twtv.org/understand, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/understand. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 10 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/understand.
On today's program, we've seen that the very gospel of salvation that Jesus preached involves our past, present, and future. I hope you saw our recent program titled, Are You Saved or Lost? Be sure to view it on our website if you missed it. Bible prophecy reveals the awesome future of your salvation. The framework of prophecy, as we've discussed today, reveals the coming judgments on the nations during the day of the Lord and the ultimate glory of the coming kingdom. Our free study guide includes a chart showing the major prophetic events, including the Great Tribulation, the heavenly signs, and the day of the Lord. God also reveals certain key time periods, such as the 1260 days and the 1290 days. Be sure to order your free study guide, Understanding Bible Prophecy, that will cover much more vital information than we have time for on this program. This free study guide includes a chart including the end time prophetic milestones. Be sure to order your free copy. At the beginning of the program, I asked the question, is the end of the world coming soon? Will Russia's aggression in Ukraine lead to World War III? Will China's powerful increase in military strength set the stage for Armageddon? The framework for Bible prophecy answers those questions. But what will save the planet and all humanity from total extinction and annihilation? The greatest event in all human history is coming soon. The return of the Savior Jesus Christ will save planet Earth and establish world peace. You may know the awesome prophecy of Isaiah 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. I hope you are praying as Jesus instructed in Matthew 6, verse 10, Your kingdom come. We all look forward to the good news announcement at the seventh trumpet in Revelation 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. May God bless you as you prepare for the coming of the Savior Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God on earth. Be sure to order your free study guide, Understanding Bible Prophecy. It may be one of the most important decisions you've made. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. In this world of growing chaos and confusion, you need the solid guidance that comes from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, Rod McNair, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ, the good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/understand. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Do you have the feeling our world is going in the wrong direction? A very bad direction? Where can you turn to make sense of a world that is spinning out of control?
Tomorrow's World exposes the truth and reveals the real reasons behind today's news.
And it just brings a peace of mind that I just really need in this time.
Tomorrow's World magazine makes sense of today's chaos, looking at history, science, and current events through the pages of the Bible.
It helps me be a better person.
And for us, it's really about the hope.
The nice thing is that the subscription is free.
Join over 450,000 loyal readers and enjoy peace of mind knowing what's ahead.
In times like these, we need real answers. Clarity, not confusion, and truth instead of lies.
Jesus commands, freely you have received, freely give. So every subscription is completely free. Visit twmagazine.org to get yours now.